much for having me.
We are ready to get started, and I want to introduce David, who is a senior project manager with Networks Online, who is actually the company that owns and built and created and are the experts with Marketing Sense. And I think that David's been working with Networks Online for about 3 years, and his primary focus is to work with you, us, you know, the users and leaders of the systems that Networks Online creates. And I know from knowing you, David, that you're very good at what you do, that you have a huge experience and actually have been a distributor with network marketing companies, although you've now left that to work on the technology side and support side of things. And what we've done is we have asked people to go to marketingsense.com, where the member login is, and then just wait for you. We're going to put this call into presentation mode so that we can have a conversation about the advanced features. If they have questions throughout the call, they're going to email them to either myself, tracy@greatoils.com, or James, who's also on the speaker line.
Yes.
And then with about 5-8 minutes left in the call, we'll open up the lines. How's that sound for a way to get started?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay.
So if people are going
presentation
to,
mode is now enabled.
If people are going to email questions to me, James, you can the easy address to email it to is J N as in Nancy, I E D as in David at AOL.com.
Right. And so James, people in your organization probably already have that and they can send them to you, and then you know, we'll just bring them up at the time. So without any further ado, I'd like to get started with the advanced back office training call. David, we're at marketingsense.com in our browser. What would you like us to do? Or first of all, welcome. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you taking the time out of your Wednesday. And what would you like us to do?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the call. I appreciate it. And if everybody's at the homepage at marketingsense.com, you can go ahead and log into your back office using your own ID number and password. And I'll give everybody a couple minutes to do that. So just go to the homepage, go to marketingsense.com, and go ahead and log in. I'm going to do the same thing with you. And, Tracy, I guess what we'll do is kind of move through some of the features. I'll talk a little bit about them. And if you have some questions, or James does, or you receive some questions, or you want me to spend a little bit more time on a specific feature, or maybe one that I don't cover, of course, please jump out, and I'll be more than happy to do that as well.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Well, the first feature, gang, that I want to talk about in your back office is underneath the it's underneath the configuration tab. So you see the 7 tabs across the top of the screen. If you click on the second one to the right, which is called configuration, you'll see on the left-hand side a series of menu items. And all of those are different pages and different features of the system. The first one I want to talk about a little bit is called message library. And it's the second one from the bottom. So if you click on configuration, and then you go ahead and look for message library, and go ahead and click on that. Just want to spend a few minutes talking about several features in the back office, and of course we'll take questions, and I'm more than happy to open the lines up at some point and take additional questions if I don't cover something thoroughly enough for you, or you have additional questions about a specific feature, or maybe one that we don't cover on this call. Message library, this is a great feature to have for a couple of different reasons. You're probably all already aware that when you go into your contact manager and you have a contact in there, either a lead or a prospect, and you click on that person's individual name and you go to what we call the details page of the contact manager, and that's where you can see their personal information and take notes and so forth, there's also pre-written email follow-up messages. Those are located at the top of the page, and there's also phone scripts as well. Now, these are provided for you by Tracy and her leadership team to assist new distributors and any distributors with building their business. However, oftentimes we have leaders or users of the system that have been using specific scripts in the past that have been very effective for them, have specific follow-up messages they'd like to use in terms of they left a message for a prospect, or the phone was busy, or there was no answer. So what you can actually do is you can go into here, message library, and you can create your own phone scripts. You can create your own follow-up email messages, and even a tell-a-friend message as well. And as soon as you create them on this page, by clicking on the Add New Script or the Add New Follow-Up Message. As soon as you create those and save them, they will also be visible in your contact manager in the details page of your various contacts. Now, in addition to that, let's say, for example, that you create some special scripts and some special follow-up messages that you want to share with other members in your organization. You can do that as well by setting up a password right on this page and then letting your users know what that password is, and they can actually go into their back office, into the message library section, and they can actually request those scripts and those email follow-ups that you have created. So you can actually share those with other people in the organization. So kind of a quick recap, there are pre-written scripts and there are pre-written follow-up messages that you can edit that are in the contact manager already, but if you'd like to create your own or you'd like to contact your upline and find out if they've created their own and they're willing to share those with you, you can do all of that right here with the message library.
So, David,
mm-hmm.
Just for clarification, because this is an advanced feature call, for individuals who want to customize their messages that are coming off the contact manager, either they want to look at a customized script when they're phoning, a phone script, or they want to send a follow-up email message out of the contact manager, this is where they come.
Exactly correct. They can use the ones that are already in there, or they can create their own here, and they'll immediately be visible in the contact manager, and they can use those as well. Exactly correct.
And just to be clear, this is not where they come to customize the autoresponder messages.
No, absolutely not. And we can certainly talk about that in a few moments if you'd like, but the autoresponder messages are completely separate. These are the phone scripts and the email, the little short email follow-up message that you would send your prospect.
And because it is important to say that if you are just getting started, this is probably not something that we would have you do in your first week of having your Marketing Sense system, but the directions to create the follow-up messages from the message library are very simple and straightforward, and there's really nothing that they could do if they wanted to try to create a message that would be damaging to their system.
Absolutely not. They're welcome to do that. And if you're new, that's a great point. Maybe this is something that you might not be comfortable doing just yet, but it probably will be something you'll want to do down the road if you're new to network marketing or new to the system or new to the company, as you have your own way of wanting to share the product and the opportunity. So you're exactly right, Tracy.
And so just because it makes sense, would you mind taking us next to the autoresponder tab where they would introduce a new autoresponder to their campaign?
I would be more than happy to. If everybody would click on the autoresponders tab, it's in the middle at the top in the tabs. And once you do, you'll see some menu items again on the left-hand side. If you want to go ahead and click on the second one down, it's called Email Campaigns. So underneath the autoresponders tab, on the left-hand side, you'll see Email Campaigns. Go ahead and click on that, second menu item down. And then you'll see a list of all of the different email campaigns or autoresponders that we have for this system. So just for this example, if you want to click on the very first one, which is called Leads, that will show you all the messages that have already been pre-written for you and loaded into your system when you came on board with Marketing Sense. And Tracy and her leadership team are always working on improving the messages and loading new messages, so these will change over time. However, there's a couple of things to note. If you want to edit some of these messages, make some changes to them, you are certainly welcome to do that. And what you would do is you would click on the message that you want. You click on the edit link. You'll see the messages are have column headings, the day, enabled, yes, edit, delete, preview, and so forth. If you click on the edit, then what you'll do is you'll see two versions of this message. One version is what we call a text message, just regular words. And the second one is called an HTML message. These are the messages that look a little bit nicer and have a nice email template around them. If you're not comfortable with using HTML code, then you probably don't want to edit your messages or have somebody help you do that. But you can edit your messages and then save them. Now, here's a caveat that I want to share that's really important. If you decide that you do want to edit your messages, and you want to even redesign them, you want to really change a lot of the wording, If you do that, one thing that you definitely need to do is if you're in the back office, go ahead and go click on the My Account tab over on the left-hand side, and you'll see where it says Personal Profile. It's the third menu item down, Personal Profile. Go ahead and click on that. And this is all your personal profile information. If you scroll down this page near the very bottom, you'll see where it says a blue heading that says Always Use Provided Autoresponder Sets, and there's a little checkbox there. If you change your messages in your autoresponders, then you must come here and uncheck this box and hit the Submit button at the bottom to save your changes, because as Tracy and the other leaders make changes to the messages in the master account, those are pushed out to all of the users of the system. So if you've made changes to your autoresponder messages and you don't uncheck this box, then your messages with all of your new changes will be overwritten by the new master set account that Tracy works with. So if you do change your messages, make sure you uncheck this box. If you're not going to make changes, you definitely want to make sure this box is checked so you always have the most up-to-date messages.
So, and I just want to reiterate, because it's a very important point, we are, you know, this week, as you know, we sent out lots of new messages. And for people whose box is not checked, they will not get those updates.
You're exactly correct. So if for some reason your box was unchecked and you didn't realize it and you want to make sure that you have the most up-to-date messages, all they have to do, Tracy, is just go to that personal, or excuse me, the My Account tab, click on Personal Profile, make sure that box is checked, and submit, save the changes, make sure you see a little green check mark in there, and then what you do is go back to the Autoresponders tab, click on that, look on the left-hand side in the menu items, the very bottom one is called Reload Messages. So if you're ever unsure if whether or not you have the most up-to-date messages that Tracy works with, you can always reload those messages, and it will repopulate all of your autoresponders with the master set account. Anything else you'd like me to cover about the autoresponders, Tracy?
No, that's perfect.
Okay. Well, let's move on, gang. The next item I want to talk about, or the next feature, is pretty exciting to us. It is called Audio Creator, and if you click on the Configuration tab up at the top, it's the second one from the right, and on the left-hand side in the menu items, the very last one is called Audio Creator. And we believe, it's interesting, we believe that here at Networks Online that people do business with people, not technology. Technology certainly helps us, and it certainly saves us a lot of time, and helps with follow-up and so forth and the exposure, but people do business with people, that relationship part of the business. So this is another way for us to assist in that fashion, to add a little bit of a personal touch. So what you can do with Audio Creator is a couple of different things. You can actually record your own audio, a little welcome message, a little introduction, a little testimonial, up to 3 minutes, and you record that right from this page. You'll see where it says record a new audio, and there are instructions right on the page. You simply dial a toll-free number, and you follow the prompts. There's a special PIN associated with each of the messages you create. You can create up to 99 of them, and once you create that, you can do a couple different things with it. One, on all of your marketing pages, your marketing site pages, there's a Contact Me pop-up window that has your picture and your bio and so forth. You can actually add the audio right to that page, so as your prospects are viewing your marketing site, they can click on that to hear a personalized message directly from you. You can also record another version of a personal message, and you can use the same process to add it to the bottom of your autoresponder messages if you would like, where you have your signature, your name, and your phone number, and your email address. You can add a little audio right there, a little message that will go out with every one of your autoresponder messages. And even moreover, where it's probably most important would be if you are using the broadcast feature, okay, to send a broadcast message out to your leads or your prospects or perhaps your own organization within Young Living, you can create a personal message about an upcoming training call, an upcoming live event, or a special opportunity call if you were mailing it out to your prospects, and you can actually put that in the broadcast message and send an audio email to the particular list of contacts that you want to submit to.
So, David, Jeffrey's on the call, James is on the call. They send daily broadcast messages to their organization. Let's say that they want to take advantage and they click on record a new audio and they record a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing you at our meeting on Thursday night. Then could you be specific about what they do next to upload that to a specific email message?
Sure, sure. What they would do, oh, and you know what? One other point, Tracy, I'll make real quick that I actually forgot to mention is not only can you record your message by following these instructions, but if you had a special recording already in an MP3 format, you can actually upload that into the system as well. So there's two ways to get a message in here. If you have it already recorded, you can upload it. If you don't, you can record it directly here by following the instructions, calling the toll-free number. Either way, to Tracy's question, once you have done that, and now you're not sure, how do I get that into my my contact me pop-up window or in a broadcast message, what you do is you click on the audio management page, and what you'll see is you'll see a list of, and if you haven't recorded one yet, you probably won't see them right now, but you'll see a list of the various audios.
Where's audio management page?
If you click on record a new audio,
okay,
and if you look at the steps there, step 1 through 7, number 7 says go to the audio management page, and that's a hyperlink. And if you click on that audio management page link, you'll be taken to a new page. And there's actually some system audios in here, so everybody should actually see some. These are some of the testimonials that are actually on some of the marketing site pages. But if you record one, then you'll see yours listed here as well. Now, what you would do is if you look at where it says system audios and you have the different system audios in there, you'll see the little playback buttons. And then you'll see the right-hand column says action. So if you wanted to email this audio, you could do it there. If you wanted to put it into your let's take a specific example that maybe makes a little bit more sense. Let's say that you want to add this to your bio that you've created on your Contact Me pop-up that's on your marketing site. This is where you've loaded your picture and you wrote a little bit about yourself. Let's say you want to add an audio there. What you would do is you'd click on the little link that says put this audio on a website. This is in the right-hand side underneath the column that says action. So just click on put this audio on a website, and you'll see a couple of different sizes of an audio player, just a personal preference, whether you want the small one, the medium, or the large. You just select the radio button. You can even change the color of the place, pause and stop buttons by highlighting the radio button in one of the color schemes right there under choose a color. And then under step 3, it says choose audio play mode. You probably want to select play the audio only after the play button is clicked. However, you may like it to play immediately when your pop-up window opens for your prospects. Again, it's a personal choice, so select one of those. And then what you do, under step 5, it says copy and paste your generated code. So what you do is click the Show Code button, and you'll see a bunch of code in there. It looks like a bunch of gobbledygook. All you would do is take your cursor, and you would highlight, by dragging your mouse, highlight all of that code. So from the very upper left to the very lower right, you'd want to drag your mouse holding down your button so it's all highlighted in blue. And once all of that code is highlighted in blue, all you do is put your mouse, your cursor, right on top of the blue, anywhere in the blue. You'll right-click with your mouse and select the copy function. So all you're doing is you're highlighting all of that code, and then what you're doing is putting your mouse in the blue, and you're going to right-click your mouse and select copy. And then what you would do is you would go up to the top of the page, go ahead and scroll back up, and you're still under configuration, and the very first one, the very first menu item is called Business Site. Business Site, this is where you loaded your picture and you wrote your profile. If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a blue heading that says your personal profile, and it says optional in parentheses. Your personal profile, and you'll see a box there where you've probably typed your story. All you would need to do is in that box, wherever you want the player to show up, is you'd simply put your cursor, and you'd left-click one time, so your cursor's in the box, and then right-click and hit paste. So you'd hit right-click and then paste. So you're just taking the code, which doesn't look like anything really, but you're taking the code and you're pasting it into this profile box, and if you save your profile, and then go to take a look at your marketing site and click on your Contact Me pop-up, you will see the player right there with your bio information where your prospects can actually click and hear your voice.
Okay, so that was really simple and straightforward, and I just want to remind all the listeners this is an advanced featured call, so if it sounded complicated, then it probably, you know what I'm saying. To take it one step further, that same process, by copying that HTML code, going over to an email message, pasting that HTML code into the body of the email message, is how you would deliver it onto an email?
Actually, it's a little bit different process. What you would do is, let's say, if you wanted to, the first example was for putting that audio player into your marketing site pages on
okay.
the Contact Me. Let's say, though, you want to send a broadcast message and you want to have some audio in there, or you want to add it to your autoresponder messages. Either way, what you would do is, underneath Configuration, go ahead and click on Audio Creator again. The very bottom menu item, and look again on the right-hand side underneath the column that's headed with Action, and we clicked on Put This Audio on a Website. Right above that, there's another link that says Email This Audio. So if you click on Email This Audio, what you'll see is two boxes in the center of the page. One of them shows you the code for a text message, and one of them shows you the code for an HTML message.
Right.
So if you remember back when we were looking at the autoresponders, each autoresponder has a text version and an HTML version. So if you were using both, then you would copy the code that's in the first box where it says code for text emails. You would copy that string of code and put that wherever you want it in the email message. If you were going to put this in the HTML message or send a broadcast message with HTML, then you would copy this code that says code for HTML emails. You would copy that code and then put it into the either autoresponder or the broadcast message. Does that make sense, Tracy?
It does. James, I don't know if you're muted, but does that make sense to you?
I was muted. Yes, it does.
Okay. And also, I just want to say for people who are listening on the call, if it seemed like that was really fast and, you know, you didn't catch all of the steps, we will put this call in the training and support section. And, David, correct me if this is wrong. When they click on the training call archive, like after this, you know, later down the road, a screen will pop up so that they could play this call while they're going through it again.
Exactly. In the back office, underneath the training and support area, there's a training call archive page on the left-hand side in the menu items, and that's where Tracy has her list of calls. And when you click on one of them, a little bitty window will pop up, and you can play the player in that window. While it's playing, you can go ahead and feel free to click on any of the other tabs in the back office, and the audio in its smaller window will continue to play.
And I definitely myself plan to take advantage of that and re-listen to this call and go through some of these things more slowly myself. So,
David, just one more check. Are you done at this call at the top of the hour?
Correct.
Okay, and so I just want to take a look at the things that we are going to go through because I'm looking at the time and we're not going to get through all of them.
Okay, we'll cover anything that you want to cover. One more quick comment. Gang, any of the features that we're talking about right now on this call or any of the features that we don't cover on this call, if you ever have questions, specifically something like this, a little bit more advanced feature, you can always use our help desk. On every page, at the very top, to the right of the Marketing Sense logo, you'll see four links, audio training, FAQ. The third one over is Help Desk. Gang, you can always send a Help Desk ticket, and they will get back to you as quick as they can to assist you along with the process if you need some additional assistance with any of the features.
Okay.
So, Tracy, you let me know what feature you'd like me to cover next, and we'll go from there.
I think next is Networks Domain.
Okay. Networks Domains. If we are still on the Configuration tab, or if you've moved around, go ahead and click on the Configuration tab again, second one from the right at the top. The third menu item down is called Networks Domains. Go ahead and click on that page, Networks Domains. Now, there's actually a lot of wording on this page, but it's very simple and it's very straightforward. I highly recommend you read through all of the information, all of the steps that are on this page. It's really designed to be, although it may not appear to be, it's really designed to be very, very user-friendly. But what I really want to focus on, and then, Tracy, I'll drill down as far as you'd like me to go, What I really want to focus on is why you would want to do this. First of all, when you sign up for the market, and I'm going to go a little bit quicker because I know we're running out of time, but when you signed up for the Marketing Sense system, we gave you a customized website domain. That domain is simply marketingsense.com, for example. We gave you a specific one to market your business and your products with Young Living, and it was your username .marketingsense.com. So perhaps it's tracy.marketingsense.com. So all of the users of the system have something .marketingsense.com, okay? And that's how emails are delivered from the system on your behalf to your leads and your prospects and broadcast messages and so forth as well. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I'm sure we're all well aware email delivery on the Internet is closely monitored, closely guarded, and closely regulated by all of the large ISPs, Internet Service Providers, like AOL, Yahoo, MSN, and so forth. Well, with all the crazy spam out there, they have all kinds of filters in place, all kinds of stipulations, all kinds of regulations. And if for some reason some users may do some things that would cause a red flag with one of these ISPs, what happens is it impacts the mail delivery for all users that have MarketingSense.com, because the same domain name, the same root, is being used for all users, and that can impact the actual mail delivery. So what this feature does is it allows you to have your own unique domain name. Instead of having tracy.marketingsense.com, you could have, for example, tracyulrich.com, and that could be her domain name that she wants to use with this system. Or maybe it's makemoneyfromhome.com or workfromhome.com. Whatever you would pick, you can actually have your own domain name, and that is the domain, and this is all for under $10 per year, by the way, just a one-time fee to have the domain name to register it. What that will do is, instead of all of your mail being judged and monitored along with all of the other users of MarketingSense.com domain name, yours would then, by the ISPs out there, only be judged by you, because you would have a very unique domain name that nobody else has, TracyUlrich.com, MakeMoney.com, something of that nature. So your mail delivery will increase dramatically because of that. We're always doing everything we can to improve mail delivery, but as I'm sure you're all aware, it's somewhat challenging to do. This is another way to help improve your mail delivery by using a unique domain name, as well as just simply giving it to somebody over the phone or having it on a business card. You know, tracy.marketingsense.com might be a little bit long or might not send the message you want to send, so maybe you want to have makemoneyfromhome.com instead, and it would still take people to the exact same marketing site of your system that your customized website address that we provide you, tracy.marketingsense.com, actually takes you.
So,
Tracy,
David,
that's kind of a high level, but let me ask you if you have any questions.
That's exactly what I wanted to cover, and just to restate it really briefly, and then we're going to go on to my 800 number feature, is that I've done this, and you know that you're now hosting greatoils.com for me. And what you just said is that I ensure that my delivery, my mail delivery from my Marketing Sense online system comes from tracy@greatoils.com, which improves it being delivered because I'm the only one who's sending from that domain. And when I give people the address for my business site, I give them greatoils.com.
Absolutely. It does a number of things. Mail delivery is probably most important. But just actually being able to give them a different, unique domain name and have it on the business card probably are also very important as well.
Perfect.
So I have a question in regards to that, because, you know, the Marketing Sense system gives us two unique websites, the MyNinxia and the Marketing Sense. Would I need to purchase, if I wanted a unique domain name for each of them, would I need to purchase two of them?
It's a very great question. And yes, in that specific example, you would. However, if you wanted to keep one of the domain names the same, but we'll just stick with the same example, tracy.marketingsense.com or tracy.myninxia.com, you don't have to purchase two different domain names. You can purchase one and use it in place of one of those marketing sites. But if you did want to have a unique domain to improve your mail delivery, which we would highly, highly recommend, especially for less than $10 for an entire year, you would indeed purchase two and then specify on these pages, on the instructions right here, step by step, you would specify which one you wanted us to replace for MarketingSense.com and MyNinxia.com. That's a great question.
And James, I did that, one for the business site, one for the product site. And again, it's because different autoresponder campaigns come off those two websites, and it improves the delivery of the messages. We want our email messages getting clear.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Exactly. So the next feature, gang, we're going to talk about is the My 800 number feature. If you click in your back office, if you click on the My Account tab on the far left, and you look about in the middle of those menu items on the left-hand side, you'll see where it says My 800 number. This is under the My Account tab on the left side of the page in the menu items. If you click on My 800 number, a new page will load. And let me share a little bit about this feature, Tracy, and then you can go ahead and ask me some additional questions. One thing that we always try to do here at Networks Online is continue to listen to our users. This has been something that they have been asking us for a number of years. And we recently brought it into existence and been adding it to the systems like Marketing Sense, because users have said, I want to have a toll-free number because my leads and my prospects are much more apt to call me back if there is no long-distance charges involved. However, as we all know, sometimes having an 800 number can be a little bit pricey and a little bit expensive. So what we've done is a couple of things. We've kind of taken that one step further. The My 800 feature is an optional feature that you can purchase if you would like. If you don't feel it's necessary for your business, you certainly don't have to. But if you would, you can purchase it for $15 a month. You'll get your own personal 800 number, no extensions to dial. It's not one 800 number for the entire Marketing Sense system. It is your unique toll-free number, no extensions, and you have unlimited minutes. And that's really something that really stands out for our users. They really love. So you can purchase that toll-free number, and your users can contact you on that, leave you a voicemail, and you can listen to your voicemails right here from your back office. And further than that, you can also receive faxes from your leads and your prospects as well to that toll-free number. You don't have to have a fax machine at home. This is all taken care of in the Marketing Sense system for you, but you can receive both voicemails and fax messages via that toll-free number, and you can go right here to your back office in the My 800 number feature underneath My Accounts, and you can listen to your voicemails right here, and you can actually view your faxes and save them to your hard drive or print them out if you need them for some reason. All this is done with unlimited minutes for you for just $15 a month, and you can take the toll-free number, you can put it in your autoresponder messages, you can put it in your broadcast messages, you can put it on your business card, a number of ways you can be creative to use that number, simply because users have asked for that, because they feel their leads and prospects are just a little bit more apt to place that phone call when there's no long-distance charges involved. So, Tracy, that's kind of a high level, but anything more specific you'd like me to cover?
James, do you have any questions about that feature?
Well, my question about that with the faxes, so once we signed up for this, there's a way, some kind of a page on the computer that we could view our faxes. I could download it to my own personal computer, I suppose.
Exactly correct. As a matter of fact, if you have this feature, every time somebody leaves you a voicemail message or every time somebody sends you a fax to your toll-free number, we will email you an email notification letting you know that you have a voicemail waiting and letting you know that you have a fax waiting, and you can view them right here in your back office. And James, to your question, you can view them there, you can print them from there, and you could download them right to your computer and save them on your hard drive if you'd like as well.
Okay, one more question with that. Is there anything built into this that one could send faxes, like upload a file to send as a fax?
At this time it's just based on receiving.
Got
the
it.
Fax.
Okay.
But here's one other thing that I will share with you real quick, and then we'll move on. I know we're pressing for time. Another feature that we are going to add to this, we are working on the programming right now. It won't be available for a few months, but it's something that we're working on right now, is a follow me feature. So right now today, if you have the 800 number, your prospects can leave you a voicemail. The phone at your home actually doesn't ring. They can just simply leave you a voicemail. In the very near future, what we're working our programming on right now is you'll be able to go in here, you'll be able to put in your home phone, your cell phone, maybe another phone, a work phone, and what'll happen is when someone calls that toll-free number, it will ring at each of those numbers trying to find you so they can get a live person, and if they can't find you after a certain number of rings, it will just go into your voicemail system within the Marketing Sense system. So that's something to look for in the near future as well.
Wow, that's great.
I just want to throw out there for people who are listening to this call that sometimes in David's excitement, he records features onto a tape that aren't currently on the system. So when you come to the training call next week and ask for that feature, it's not there yet.
Tracy, you're exactly right. I get a little excited when I'm on the calls about things we're working on. It is several months away.
Thank you.
We are working on the programming right now, but it's something that our users have asked for, and we are absolutely going to bring it, but it's not going to happen in the next couple of weeks. But I just want to give you a little preview.
Perfect.
Okay,
let's go to what I think is, for leaders, a great feature of the system. It is an advanced feature. It is the traffic rotator.
Okay, fantastic. If you're in the back office, go ahead and click on the configuration tab again. You'll notice that we spent a lot of time on this one with the advanced features. Configuration tab, and then if you look in the middle of the menu items on the left, you'll see where it says traffic rotator. Go ahead and click on that. So we're underneath configuration tab, and on the left-hand menu, we're going to click on traffic rotator.
So first talk to me about who would use this and when.
Really anybody can use it, but primarily what we see is leaders, people with organizations below them, users that are distributors that have a new distributor underneath them. That's really important. That's probably the best time to use it if you choose to. But really, any user can use it that has people in their organization below them, whether it's one or 1,000. And typically, this feature, where we see it used the most, is when they have a brand new distributor to help them out, and that will make a little bit more sense in a moment. Everybody on the line is using the marketing site pages to expose people to, you know, the products and the opportunity with Young Living. With this feature, every time you have someone go to one of your landing pages and they input their name and their email and so forth and they become what's called a prospect, or sometimes referred to as a pre-enrollee, when they enter their information in your landing page, you now have someone viewing your marketing site in your contact manager. You can see their information. They go into your autoresponder and so forth. Now, let's say you have a brand new distributor below you and you want to help them out. You want to help get some traffic to their marketing site to get them excited about the business, get some prospects in their contact manager so they can work with those individuals to help bring them on board with Young Living. What you can do is share your traffic. So what you would do is on this page, you'll see down at the bottom where you have the ID, the promo code, the note, and the active and the hits, a little blue bar. What you can do is you can add the ID number, the Young Living ID number, the ID number they use to log into their Marketing Sense system, whatever that ID number is. You can add that here, and what you can do is share your traffic. So, for example, let's say that I add Tracy to mine, and I have myself, of course, and I have Tracy, and I've added her ID number here, and I've hit the submit button. That means that every other prospect that I get at my Marketing Sense landing page will go to Tracy. I will get one. The next one Tracy will get. The next one that comes and fills out my landing page, I will get. The next one will go into Tracy's contact manager and autoresponder. I'm basically sharing the traffic, the prospects that fill out my landing page. If I put James in there as well, now I have me, I have Tracy, and I have James. Every third one I will get, every third one Tracy will get, every third one James will get. It's a really exciting feature because when new people come in, as I'm sure you all know on the call, when new people come into the business, they're trying to understand the company and the pay plan and the products, and now we have a system they're trying to understand as well. If you can get some activity to their marketing site, get some activity in their contact manager, get some activity, some email messages coming from the system, letting them know they have new prospects. That really seems to get people excited, and it gets them engaged in the business. So Traffic Rotator is really just designed to help you share some traffic with people in your organization.
I'm going to, knowing Young Living Distributors and what we're doing right now, I'm going to throw in one more scenario and let you teach people how to do it, David.
Okay, sounds great.
So I'm going to also ask someone who's on the speaker line to mute their line because that's what we're
doing. I just added peanut sauce on my...
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
That's okay. No, I just wanted to check.
Okay. Hey, James, call Jeffrey offline and tell him he's coming to talk.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks. So I'm doing advertising, David. And I have a huge advertising campaign, and I have purchased a domain, okay? And all of my advertising, I'm advertising that domain, and it has a special promo code. And for this example, I'm just going to call it ABC. So I have abc.com, and the promo code is abc.com. And all of the people, so I know all of the all the calls that are coming off that co-op campaign. And I have six distributors who are sharing in that marketing for me. So I can list their ID numbers. I can list promo code ABC, and I can rotate the traffic that come from there into their individual contact managers. And the other thing that I could do is I could take myself completely out of the traffic rotation if I went on vacation. So some of our leaders occasionally, you know, travel out of the country or on, you know, whatever, and they could continue to have that advertising be effective and active and just take themselves out of the rotation.
Tracy, that's a great, great example. Often we see distributors get together in groups and pool their resources, pool their money for special campaigns and advertising, and they always are puzzled on, well, how do we put all the different, you know, domain names, the marketing, you know, our marketing sites, how do we get them all in the co-op when we're really designing this to go to just one site? With this feature, they don't have to worry about it. Just pick one of them, the person that's going to use the traffic rotator, and have them put all the people in the program in there, and the traffic will be divided equally among all of them. Great example.
Wow. I have a question. Yeah, with the promo code, let's say I wanted to rotate all the leads that I purchased from Leads to Wealth. If I put the Leads to Wealth promo code in there, will they be the only things rotated?
Well, you can't actually rotate the leads. What this feature is actually designed to do is it will rotate the prospects. So anybody that actually, regardless of where they're from, Leads to Wealth or the Warm Market, anybody that fills out that landing page and becomes a quote-unquote prospect, those are the contacts that are actually rotated with this feature. Now, I'll go one step further, James, and see if I address your question. If you do purchase leads from Leads to Wealth and they're loaded into your contact manager in your back office, you can actually transfer those leads to a new member of your team if you'd like, and you can do that right through your contact manager. Now, they're still leads. They haven't actually gone to a marketing, you know, a landing page yet and completed that and become a prospect. But if you have a brand new distributor and you want to give them, you know, 100 leads or 10 leads, you can certainly do that in the contact manager with the transfer feature. You just simply checkmark the ones you want to transfer. They will be removed from your account completely, and they'll be put into the other distributor's account and start receiving their autoresponder message. That's a great point.
Before we do that, though, would you go to the bottom of the business site configuration page and walk through promo code?
Oh, sure. If you're underneath the configuration tab, at the very top where you see the business site menu item, go ahead and click on that. So we're underneath configuration, and then click on business site. Scroll all the way to the bottom, go past the landing pages, and you'll see at the very bottom of the screen where it says advertising notes in blue. This talks about promo codes. Promo codes are a great way for you to use your custom website address, okay? We'll use tracy.marketingsense.com as an example, to track your advertising. So let's say, for example, that you are going to do some advertising in USA Today. What you might want to use instead of Tracy www.marketingsense.com, so you could actually track it, is you might use tracy.marketingsense.com/USA Today. So it would be tracy.marketingsense.com/USA Today. And what that would do is that link will still take them to the same marketing page, the same landing page of your Marketing Sense system, but what will happen is we will tag that person and we'll be able to track where your traffic is coming from. So maybe you have some advertising with USA Today, and maybe you have some advertising in a local paper and some other online advertising. You can use as many promo codes as you want, and that way when you look, into your reports and in your contact manager, you will see that promo code and you will know which advertising is actually most effective. And that's where you can spend, obviously, the majority of your resources.
And just one more step here to further advance this, feature. Let's say, David, that I go and buy a domain just for that. So it's not, the subdomain. I know that's not the word you use, but the one with the dot in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have abc.com, and that's what I advertise. And when I set up the redirect, the forward of that domain,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to automatically show up when I put this address in the promo code. Does that make sense?
Exactly correct. In other words, in Tracy's example, she has greatoils.com, I think you said.
Right.
So you can use the promo codes in the exact same fashion, and the person viewing the advertisement that you're marketing to will never know about it, because it's actually – they're just going to see greatoils.com because it's being redirected or forwarded to tracy.marketingsense.com/USA Today, for example.
Correct.
So absolutely, even though they can't see it, it'll absolutely track behind the scenes for them, and they just click – then you simply go into your back office, click on Reports, and you'll see the promo code summary menu item on the left, and you can actually track where your traffic is coming from so you can see what's most effective.
And James, just to reiterate what David just said, when you look at your contact manager and you see the promo code, you will be able to use this feature to effectively decide whether your advertising dollars are being well spent.
Right.
And if you have a very successful campaign where everyone is getting hundreds of leads, you can rotate those equally between the participants, and you can control, where they go. If you're, if you have someone in your group who says, "I'm on vacation for a week, take me out," it's just the check of a box.
So, yes. Yeah, so back to that traffic rotator, where you fill in the promo code on the list. You have the person's member ID number, and then the promo code. I could just rotate traffic that came for a particular promo code that we advertised in this way.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
It many times over pays for your monthly Marketing Sense subscription fee, like just this one feature. And then when you start adding, two websites, all the autoresponders. Anyways, yeah. David, should we cover the Networks feature that is the notifications, or should we open up the call for some questions?
I definitely want to take some questions. I can cover that real quick if you'd like, though.
Let's do that.
Okay. Tracy's referring to a feature called Networks DNA, and if you click on the My Account tab in your back office and look on the left-hand side in the menu items, the fourth one up from the bottom is called Networks DNA. And DNA simply stands for Desktop Notifications and Alerts. And I'm going to cover this real quick. This is a great little feature you can use. There is no additional charge whatsoever. It'll take you a couple minutes to actually set it up so it's effective on your system. But what it does is, as we talked about email delivery before, sometimes email is blocked. Sometimes email is delayed when it has to go through a middle provider. So it's not 100% reliable and probably never will be. But the biggest thing is the time factor. So with this, the Networks DNA, if you load this little software package on your computer and it's active, what happens is when certain events happen with your Marketing Sense system where you get emails today, but maybe they're not as timely as you would like, for the various reasons we mentioned. By having this feature in addition, what happens is you'll get notified immediately in terms of it will be real time when you get notified. So say, for example, a lead goes to your landing page and they input their information and become what we call a prospect, you'll get a system message and that person will get a system message, but it may not be instantaneous. In this situation, with this feature, Networks DNA, what happens is if you look on the lower right corner of your computer where your little clock is, and you probably have some little icons down there, we call that the system tray. So down there in the right-hand corner, what will happen is a little bubble will pop up and let you know that you have a notification and an alert. And it'll look like if you scroll down this page, you'll see a little yellow box in the center of the page where it says you have one new message. That's what you'll see. It'll pop up right in your system tray, lower right-hand corner of your screen. And if you click on that, you will see the notification that's being sent to you. And it could be you have a new prospect that has just visited your site, someone has just revisited your site, somebody has just placed an order on your marketing site, but you are notified exactly when the event happens. It's real time. Tracy and her team as assistant leaders can also use this if there's a training call coming up and it's maybe, you know, 10 minutes to the call and she wants to try to do a quick reminder for anybody that happens to be online at that time. She can actually send out a notification to all the users as well to let them know, hey, in 10 minutes we're having a training call, here's the number. And if you're online, you'll get that little bubble in the corner and be notified. So it's just real time and removes a little bit of the delay that may happen with emails.
Great. That's a fantastic explanation.
So that message then that would be sent is not sent like via the broadcast email feature? It's done
in addition to. It's sent in addition to this notification.
It's part of that, but it's sent, they would get both an email, a broadcast email, and this notification. It's done through
exactly
the same
correct.
Feature.
You would get
got
both.
It. Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, David and James, is I'm going to open up the line. And just to remind everyone, when we take it off presentation mode, it unmutes all of your lines. And so hopefully right away everyone will press *6, which then puts your background noise back to muted, quiet. And if you have some specific questions for David about the features of your marketing sense system, you know, that we can ask them and for about 5 minutes. So hold on.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, does anyone have a specific question for David? And maybe not. Any questions online?
I did hear something that people can go to your website and purchase products.
Your name, please?
Lisa Jock.
So, Lisa, your question is about the back office feature?
Yeah, when people come to your back, when they come to your website, okay, they can order products.
David, will you cover the Your Orders feature?
Absolutely. That's an excellent question. The way our system is designed is you have two marketing sites, one focused more towards the Ningxia Red product and the other more focused towards the traditional oils. If any of your prospects go to either one of your marketing sites, and you'll notice the last page of your marketing site pages is an order form, and they can place their order. When that order is placed and they hit the submit button, all of that information is immediately put into your specific back office on a secure page. If you're still in the back office, go ahead and click on the My Account tab, and you'll look in the middle. You'll see a menu item on the left-hand side called Your Orders. So underneath My Account, look on the menu items, click on Your Orders. This is where you would see that information. So if, for example, I go to Tracy's marketing site, and I place an order, she will be notified via email that she has a new order by our system. She'll come into her back office, and she'll click on Your Orders, and she'll see my name, where you see name, date, place, status, sponsor, and so forth. She'll see David Roth listed there, and if you don't have any orders in your system right now, when you do see them, what will happen is my name would be a hyperlink. It would be blue with an underline, so you could click on it, and when you would click on it, you would see all of my order information, my mailing address, the product that I ordered, you know, credit card information, and so forth. So what you would do is you would take that information, and then it would be your responsibility to process that order with Young Living directly, either in whatever fashion they do that, online or over the phone or fax. So it would be your responsibility to process that order and then contact your new member or new distributor as well to welcome them on board.
Okay, I have a question. Is there any way to create a personalized email message and get the updated messages that come through the system?
Would your question be to add an additional autoresponder message that you created but also keep the ones that are existing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's a great question, and David, I'd like to just run past you really quickly what I do,
mm-hmm.
and then see, you know,
sure.
if there's a better way. I'd love to hear it. So I customize all my messages, and I save them offline, so not in my Marketing Sense back office. And then I always have new messages delivered to me, and when that happens, I go back in and re-copy-paste my custom messages back into my template.
That method absolutely works, and it's probably the best method because there's no real good way to do it. It's kind of a situation where when we make changes to the messages in the master account and we want to publish those out to all of the users, there's no way for us to know whether or not a user has modified their messages. So they can either check that box on the personal profile page to receive all updated messages from the master account or uncheck that box and just use their own personal messages.
And
so unfortunately, I don't have a good answer. There's no way for us to know if the messages were changed.
And I want to share one thing not to do. So just to let everyone on the line know, the email messages are changing a lot in January and February. And, for example, the customer autoresponder campaign I think has another 15 messages that we're having copy-proof editors look at right now that are going to get pushed out to the field. So depending on when you're listening to this call, it may or may not have already happened. And I want my system to be updated with those messages. And so all the customizations and new messages that I write, I store not in my Marketing Sense back office. I actually store them in a Word document. And then once I see that the campaign has changed, I bring them back in and recopy them in. The thing not to do is think that you can keep your messages customized and that you could share messages with someone else in the system, because if you receive all of their messages, it in effect writes over all of your campaigns.
Okay, Tracy, I have a question relating to that. So you probably are pretty abreast of when the changes are going out.
Yeah.
I'm more like an end user. Is there anything that flags me? Let's say I have my own campaign in there and I've saved them, so I know, and I do want to get the new ones that come in, and then I can re-put mine in from where I've saved them on my personal computer. How do I know, other than going in and periodically checking, that they've come in? Is there an email that will flag me or something on the system that'll tell me that the autoresponders have just been updated?
It's not something we currently do. David, in your other dozens of systems, do system leaders send out an email letting people know that the messages are going to be updated?
Some of them do, and some of them don't. It would just really be a personal preference by that specific system leader as to whether or not they wanted to share that on a training call or through a broadcast message.
Okay. Any last question for David before we...
I have a question. The other day I was in, I think it was in training and support, and there's a place where you can make labels. I could get your name off, but I couldn't get my name in the labels.
That's not a David question.
Oh.
But I'll stay on and answer it. So, David... we didn't cover all of the things on the advanced training list. I'm wondering if you would come back and do a second call in a week or so to cover the rest of those features.
I would be more than happy to do that.
Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time. It's been very helpful. You've taught everyone a lot, and hopefully we'll get this tape loaded and people will be listening for years to come.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you very much for having me on the call.
Yep. Have a great afternoon.